The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of The Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Hey friends, happy new year and welcome to Afternoons with Mike. On the line with me today, a guy I consider to be a dear friend to me in the city of Orlando. Mark Goldstein is my guest. You're my first guest for 2021, kicking off this new decade, a new year. Some people consider 2021 the beginning of a decade. I don't know how you feel about that, Mark, but at any rate, welcome back to my program.
Thank you, Mike. What a joy, a pleasure, and an honor to be with you today. And looking forward to a magnificent 2021.
You know, it is so important that we are able to say that. And, you know, I think that most people, Mark, would look back at the year 2020. First of all, it was a surprising year. Secondly, it was a difficult year. Thirdly, it got to be a year that everyone was just ready for it to get over and move on to 2021. I mean, I can't think of a single most hated year in my life than what people, when they refer back to everything that went wrong in 2021, it has to be the most difficult year of our lifetime.
Yes and no. See, I have a little different take on it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, looking back at 2020, I think it was a magnificent year in that look at what we learned. I mean, there are things that had to get improved that got improved. We found flaws in some things. We were able to shore up a lot of things. A lot of businesses found better ways of doing what they needed to do to be more effective, cost effective, to be just physically effective. I think every one of us can look at something that we're doing now that we weren't doing this time last year, and we're thinking, man, that's so much better.
Well, that's really a great way to look at it, Mark. You're an optimist, and I love that. And it's not that I'm not an optimist. I talk to so many people and get so many different takes on this by people who are, you know, just dealing with it. And I guess what makes it difficult for some, those that have lost businesses, those that have lost family members to COVID, those that have suffered through just the extreme strain on their financial life. That's what's made it difficult for some people. But it really is great to get the glass half full viewpoint that you've just given us.
Well, and if we truly believe Romans 8:28, then all things do work together for good. But it doesn't say that all things are good. It just says they work together for good. Sometimes what God sees as good, we don't see that for a while. And I think that, and not that somebody passing away, somehow there's good in it, but I mean, there's a qualifier in there, I mean, what I'm talking about is, like, for example, I go to Costco and I like going through the self-checkout. Well, it used to be you had to pull everything off and put it up and let the little scanner see it and then put it back in your cart and everything. Now you go through there and there's people standing there and they have a portable scanner. And you don't touch anything other than putting your card in the machine to pay. They even scan your membership card. So you just bring your card up there, and you don't do anything until you get it out to the car. This morning, I had to take Ronnie to get some blood work done. It used to be you'd show up there. There was a big line outside, and then you waited and waited and waited. Now they only have a few people that are allowed in, so they space out appointments. We got there for a 6:30 appointment, walked straight in. At 6:32, she was already being seen. We were out of there before 6:45. I mean, you know, so I'm just saying there are some things that COVID and dealing with COVID has forced to change. And some of those changes are pretty good.
Well, you know, for the people that have fought the actual disease, that have really been surprised and shocked, and so many people, you know, Mark, when it first made the pass in the springtime, you know, I remember, and I know you said something similar to this as well, I remember thinking, how could this thing be so big, so pervasive, if I don't have a single member of my Facebook friend list that I know of that had the disease? And for months, that was accurate. Well, my friend, that is no longer accurate.
No, it is not at all.
It is much bigger. I had to really just admit that I had a bad attitude about it in the beginning. I had to admit that there was something about COVID and its impact on people that I just really wasn't seeing accurately. And I was really minimizing, and I think in some ways not really paying the kind of due to the people who really were fighting it. And it wasn't until later in the year when some good friends of ours in Gainesville really fought the fight. And one of our friends came very close to passing away with this thing. And she was in a coma for weeks, it seems.
Wow.
And on a ventilator. And, you know, she made it. She's out. Thank God she did. Her husband had it as well. And this is not a benign thing at all. So to our many, many listeners right now who have maybe fought through some of the stigma of this disease and fought through, you know, feeling like, what, why did I get it? And why have my friends didn't get it? This is a real deal, and it's ultimately serious, and we have to take it very seriously. And even my attitude about being careful with masks, that's changed too, Mark.
Yeah.
And so I want you to know that I'm taking this thing very seriously.
Yeah. And the qualifier to what I'm saying, while I am a glass half full, mostly full kind of guy, trying to, you know, make some sense out of all of this and not go into a severe depression. The balance on that is I haven't done any appointments with people for 2 months. And the reason is my wife, Ronnie, was going to have cataract surgery. And they did one eye and they're getting ready to do the next. Well, the thing is, I cannot afford, and she cannot afford, for me to bring home a bug. So for her, you know, for her well-being, I've stayed quarantined for 2 months. Mm. And when I do have to go out, sometimes I put on two masks, you know, to go into the grocery store. I'll use a cloth one and then I'll use that blue one kind of thing that mm-hmm. you can get everywhere. And I am washing, and I take it very, very seriously, because like you say, I know a lot of people that it's hitting home. And I think part of it was, they said it started out being a Halloween spike from people who were getting together for parties on Halloween. And now I think we're seeing a Thanksgiving, and perhaps later this month, we're going to see another spike from Christmas. So, it's a dangerous bug. Take all the politics out of it. People are getting very sick. People are dying, and it's really, people are losing jobs, and people are having to close businesses. But it's not anything to laugh at for sure.
Well, you know, one thing that I love about you, Mark, and you are one that is in the Word regularly, more so perhaps than just about anybody I know. And that ability right there to have your daily mindset kind of informed by Scripture is one of the most important and, I think, encouraging things that we can even think about today. So when you look back now, everyone at a new year, at a January 1, this is the time where people are kind of like setting forth maybe some goals for themselves, some maybe aspirations for the new year that they'd like to see happen. What would you say from your time in the Word and going through all that you and Ronnie have gone through this past year and your many, many friendships in the region of Central Florida, having been the president of the chamber, the Christian chamber, as you were, when you look back at this, what is guiding you? What are you hearing the Lord say right now through your reading of the Word?
I think it comes down to 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18, or pretty much 17 and 18. For these light and momentary trials that we're ever accomplishing the eternal purpose. So we focus our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Because what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. And I think that the idea is, I don't watch news. I don't read the paper. I don't watch any of the TV casts. Every once in a while, I'll see something on my app, on an app that'll come up. But I stay away from the news, and I stay in the Word. And, you know, like you said, I like the Bible in 90 days. I use the YouVersion app, Bible in 90 days. I generally finish the Bible in about 60 days because, you know, without kids at home anymore, I can read in the evening and in the morning. Just immersing in the Word to keep our eyes on that which is holy, that which is eternal, that which is sure, which is unshakable, rather than getting blown around by the winds of worry that we hear in the news and we see in the news.
You know, the thing that I have been thinking about and anticipating talking with you, that reality of time spent. We all are responsible, aren't we, for how we spend our time. And, you know, I think I, like many people, would say if we look back at 2020, just the interest of the election, interests in the economy, concerns about this, concerned about that, I found myself becoming almost addicted, it seemed, to a daily newscast to find out, like, and you know what? That really has not borne good fruit. Yeah. It has not helped me. And I hear you, and I hear what you're just saying, that you don't read news, and you're not the only person that I know that stays away from newscasts. And I think it's really amazing to realize that in this day and in this age, we can actually do just that, stay away from the news. And somehow, at the end of the day, you're still alive. You're still doing okay. We've made it without the news. And that's something of recent that I have been employing myself. And I can't tell you the amount of difference of peace in my heart that I have felt from just staying away from some what would be bad news, of constant source of bad news.
You know, years ago, I'm talking back in the 80s, and I can say this, Ronnie was dealing with a little bit of depression. And long story short, what it came down to is every day she watched Days of Our Lives and Another World, two soap operas back then. She was convicted to stop watching them. She did, and her depression lifted. But every day, these soap operas, it was another angst. It was something, woe and misery or this or that. And she was getting immersed in that, and it was affecting her.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's true with a lot of people. The old thing of garbage in, garbage out, that's a computer axiom that is actually true. And we can't, even in a calculator, you punch in bad numbers, you're going to get wrong numbers coming out of it.
Sure.
And so the things that we are investing into our lives, that's what's going to bear fruit, and be it good fruit or be it bad fruit. And I really love the example that you have been to me, Mark. I love the example that you are to people in business. I love the example you are to people of your generation that, as you mentioned, you don't have children, small children at home. And we all know that that really does change the dynamics, changes a person's time. But there's a lot of people that I feel, me included, that really has a long way to go to become more like you. You know, I would say, like the old commercial, I want to be like Mike. Well, I want you to know I want to be like Mark. I want to be like Mark. Mark has got a high water standard that's been set when it comes to reading the word, and it is something that is inspiring. It does not cause me, a feeling of guilt or just a feeling of like less than. But I am inspired by what you do, Mark.
And how much time do we have before the break?
We've got another couple of minutes.
All right. I'll save this for after the break, but it's an illustration of why reading the Bible that much is a benefit. And I should say, I don't read the Bible every day as a Bible study. I don't read it where I'm stopping and trying to parse this or parse that. I read the Bible like you would read a novel, like where you just read it. If you get stuck on something, you move ahead, because eventually you do it enough. And the Bible, it's a living, breathing document, and the Holy Spirit will connect dots. And the Bible is its own commentary.
Let's pick that up. Let's take a break. You're listening to Afternoons with Mike. My name is Mike Gillen. My guest today is Mark Goldstein. And you're in tune to The Shepherd. We're going to be right back. Back on the line today with Mark Goldstein. Thank you, friends, for listening to The Shepherd. If you just found us and this is the first time in 2021 you've tuned us in, The Shepherd Radio Network is up and down the state of Florida from Orlando, and that ranges all the way into Osceola County, all the way up to through some parts of Brevard County, Volusia County, and then we go upwards to Ocala, the Villages, and Gainesville. And all of those cities are represented in the Shepherd Radio Network with AM and FMs in both Gainesville and Ocala, and of course in Orlando on AM 1270. And it is my privilege each and every day to be a part of this great radio network. And this show, Afternoons with Mike, is a local talk show. And I've got a guy that is in Central Florida who is known by just about every Christian businessman, businesswoman in all of Central Florida. And that is Mark Goldstein. Mark, for years, led the Central Florida Christian Chamber, and your leadership is so appreciated, and you warm the way. Crystal Parker is doing a great job of now leading, and we appreciate what she does. And, you know, Mark, I have to say there's one thing that I do miss from the days back before COVID affected everything, and that's those face-to-face meetings that we used to have there at the chamber meetings, and praying that those days do return. There's great hope for that to happen, but we're not there right now, but we are with you, and I'm grateful that you're with us today.
Well, you know, that is a great example of what we talked about when the show began, how challenges cause changes, and changes sometimes are for the better. It could very well, one of the challenges were having a monthly big event in one part of town for a regional chamber where some people never came because it was just too far away. Well, now, because they're not meeting as a big group, they're having smaller meetings at different places around town, and more people are able to attend those. Now, granted, with COVID, it's not as good as it's going to be, but the idea of creating these small regional get-togethers, that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the fact that they had to do something different.
You know, that's,
if that makes any sense.
It does. It makes complete sense. And the same thing happened with the Better Man event, which was a huge and well-attended event planned last May for the Silver Spurs Arena. And they were expecting 9,000 and hoping for even more as it grew into the Amway Center. But, you know, COVID changed all of that. And like what I think all of us are having to do right now with the impact of COVID, we're having to roll with the punches. We're having to become a little bit more creative, perhaps, and maybe more willing to adapt and adopt new ways of doing things. And so that's what the chamber's doing. That's what you've had to do in your life. And before our break, we were talking about the Word of God, and you had an illustration that you wanted to give us. So why don't you jump into that?
Okay. So the idea of when reading the Bible a lot in a short period of time, you get a panoramic view. You get a lot more context. And with context, things make sense and things can give us a little more assurance. Case in point, you go into Kings, 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles. The story of you had a king, Ahaz. Ahaz was a terrible king, rotten king, a Hitler-type king of Israel, actually Judah. Ahaz dies. Hezekiah becomes king. And Hezekiah is a great king. Hezekiah dies, and Manasseh becomes king. Manasseh, again, the worst of the worst. And when he dies, Amon becomes king. After Amon, we have Josiah, which again ends up being one of the best kings. Josiah dies, and then you have Jehoiakim, then his son, Jehoiakim, and then Jehoiakim's brother, Zedekiah. My whole point to all of this is that good king, bad king, God is still over all. God was still over Israel, over Judah. You know, when we look at, and you get that by reading, so if you get all this context and you see this flow, and you see that God is a sovereign God, that no matter who the king is, good or bad, God is still in control and nothing surprises him. Bring that to now. That's why we don't have to worry who the president is. We don't have to worry who's on the Supreme Court. We don't have to worry who wins Georgia to then win the Senate. You know, we don't have to worry about all of that because none of this surprises God. And you can have good politicians, you can have bad politicians, but don't focus on that. Focus on the real kingmaker, which is God.
Now, what would you say to the person, and there's a lot of people who would be hearing this, who might be rising up right now and saying, but we have to be concerned. What would have happened if our ancestors had not fought the fight for liberty, if they had not become involved politically at any level? What would you say to those that would say, we have to know what's going on, we have to be involved, and if we're not involved, then who is going to be involved? Somebody's going to pick up that leadership. What would your answer be to that?
I think there is a balance there, but the reality is God is God, and we are us. There are certain things we can do. There's certain things God can do. Now, yeah, I believe in the whole seven mountains of culture where we need to abide in there, in education, in politics, and in science, and in education. You know, in all of these different areas, we need to be part of the dialogue. Absolutely. But not to the point where we think that our efforts are making a difference. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think, there's always this tension, isn't it, in theology. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the tension is understanding the sovereignty of God and how it plays into our everyday life, our everyday activities. And I know that even with the sovereignty of God, which I've studied, and like every other person, I was a pastor for 36 years. Mm-hmm. And in the studies of God's sovereignty, we know that we still have responsibility.
Yes.
And the where and the whys, that those two things intersect and cross. It's always a bit of a challenge. It's always a bit of a mystery. But we have to, at the end of the day, and that's what I'm hearing you say, at the end of the day, be it a good king or be it King Josiah, God is still on the throne. And,
yes.
And he is still sovereign.
Exactly. And, we have survived some real stinker presidents. And some of us that are older can remember back several presidents ago. We're resilient. I mean, how should I put it? You're right, though. It can get very convoluted, where it comes to sovereignty, predestination, things like that. But, I mean, just to keep it simple, when we get to the point where we feel like we messed up because this person is president or this person is this, when we start saying it's our fault or our neighbor's fault or whatever, I think that's a slippery area because I don't think it's anybody's fault.
You mentioned earlier something that I think is commonplace. And that is depression. We've just come through the season that is, by most psychologists' opinion, is the worst season for people mm-hmm. who suffer with depression. And there's something about the holidays, there's something about maybe the sense of loss that one feels because Christmas and the turn of the new year is always supposed to be a happy time and family time. And for those without family, for those that have had great loss or maybe great separation from family members, it is often a very difficult and soberingly so time. And yet One of the things that I've heard from 2020 with a lot of people is that depression is something that is being felt perhaps at an all-time high right now because of the impacts of COVID. And so when at the end of the day, this message that you're talking about, God's sovereignty, is really one of the best antidotes to really getting lost in one's emotions and be allowing ourselves to get depressed. And that's something that we have to fight. It is a fight, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a huge, huge fight. But I think that's where spending time back in the Word, I can't underscore that enough. You know, something I'm doing now, Mike, that I don't think I was doing it the last time we talked, but I read something and it just made sense. Every morning before I get into the Word, I do the Ephesians 6. I put on the whole armor of the full armor of God. So I will sit and I'll work. You know, I'll actually manually do this. I'll put on the belt of truth and talk about why I'm putting that on or what that represents. The breastplate of righteousness, my feet that are fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. I pick up the shield of faith. I put on the helmet of salvation and I grasp the sword of the Spirit. And as I'm doing this, I almost feel like, for those who get into the Marvel comics, I almost feel like Tony Stark climbing into the Iron Man outfit. Or those of us remember, you put Clark Kent and a phone booth together. Yeah. And so it's like I'm putting on my superpowers, if you will. I'm becoming that superhero. Not because I am, but he is. And to me, that is making a huge, huge difference. Just knowing that I'm going to be in the world throughout the day and having to be attacked by the adversary in so many different ways, what better thing to do than to have on that full armor of God? Because to be that effective warrior.
Well, that's a great image that you've given us today to actually walk through the process of just applying each of those areas, the helmet, the breastplate, the sword of the Spirit, our feet shod with the gospel, all of those different aspects. You know, again, it's the Word of God that makes a difference. It's the Word of God that is real. More real than I think that we give it credit for. And if there's one thing that I pray on this first show for Afternoons with Mike here on the station and in this year, it's that this year we will be better at following through with the actual application of the Word of God. Because, you know, Mark, it is the Word of God that gives peace. And we can't find peace any other way, not lasting peace, not the kind of peace that will settle our soul. And boy, if we ever needed to have our souls settled, it is right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Mark Goldstein. This is The Shepherd, and the program is Afternoons with Mike. We'll be back with Mark for one more segment coming up in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Back for one more segment with Mark Goldstein. You know, Mark, talking about the Word of God always is a cause for me to remember the fact of how precious the fact that we can talk about God in the beginning, how wonderful it is that as believers, we have a hope that if one does not know the Lord, if one does not have a Savior, if one does not know who Jesus is, then they really don't know peace and they can't have peace Because the truth of it is, at the end of the day, the only peace that is to be received, the only peace that we can walk in, comes from the gospel. And it does not come from our constitution. It does not come from our government. People are going to let us down. The true peace that we can encounter is going to come from what you've been talking about, and that is the Word of God and our reading of the Word of God. So when you look at all of the things that have happened in 2020, thank goodness now we're at a new year. 2021 can be a year where we don't look at some of those things and let anxiety rule the day.
Absolutely. We have a choice. We have a choice. And by the way, another illustration of how good things have come from a bad situation. Look at the Shepherd Radio having these extra months. What kind of new studio do you have? Yeah, I mean, look at all the time that was able to be put into that. And look at the different ways that you can record now, not having to be in the studio, but things that had to come about because of the situation. So, yeah, was it a bad situation? Sure. But look at the good things that have come out technology-wise and giving you options for broadcasting.
Well, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that we do live. Somebody said it this way on a program I was watching. They said, what a day in which we live. And that is so true. What a day in which we live. For those of us that were in radio back in the 70s, today is nothing like that day. And I'm grateful that we have the technologies that we have. I'm grateful that at the same time, we're able to use this technology for the glory of God. And there are many, many radio stations and podcasts. Yeah. And this is one of those that turns into a podcast that people are able to not only hear it when it's live on the air, and we are live all the way across central to north central Florida, but beyond that, people will listen to us in great numbers on the podcast, listening on demand. And, you know, we have this treasure that we're able to talk about. And that treasure is the gospel of Jesus Christ, who has given us a hope that is imperishable. Our hope that we have as believers, it's unlike anything else. It's better than the best bank account, than the best retirement investment. And I am thankful. I'm thankful for all the blessings that God has given. But Mark, what we're talking about today and what we are focusing on is that peace that is without understanding, that goes beyond our circumstances, that goes beyond what we see.
You're exactly right, Mike. You know, before we started, we were talking off air about there was a time when Tip O'Neill and Newt Gingrich were battling it out on the floor of the House. And you would think that they were really going after each other and that the session would end and they'd go out and get lunch or get dinner together. You don't see that anymore. It's vitriolic. There's chaos. There's hatred throughout our country, throughout the world. We can choose peace. We can choose to rise above that, like we were talking about in the other segment. So going into this year, let's not have Malox moments every time we see a certain politician and wonder if they're in there legally. I mean, let go of that. Let's just move on. God is in control, and God gives us peace. Even when the storms are raging and things look bleak and perilous around us, He can still allow us to sleep, and we can still sleep in that boat on the Sea of Galilee and not worry, because we're in His hands.
Now, when you talk to people who are business people, Mark, what advice are you giving them for this new year? People that maybe they've been rocked. They've had their world rocked. Some of them have seen the difficulties of 2020 in their business, and they're really hanging on by a thread. What advice do you have?
Well, and this is going to sound a little terrible, but if there were bad businesses out there, businesses that were not sound, not on good foundation, they are going to go. You are going to see things that have challenges, they will go. And that's unfortunate. But for those business people who, you know, they've been doing all the right things and the wrong stuff has been happening to them, hold on. Just hold on. Continue to do business. Find a way to do it better. See those things that are maybe weaknesses in your business and have the courage to shore them up. You know, in Deuteronomy 31 and in Joshua 1, God, through either Moses or others, told Joshua, be strong and have courage. Be strong and courageous. So I think for business people, for any of us, coming into 2021, be strong and be courageous. Do what in your heart God has called you to do, and do it with all of your strength.
Mm. What exercise plans do you see happening for you and Ronnie this year? Because COVID has brought a lockdown in many areas, and one of the things that we all are doing is needing to be more active physically. I know it's not good just to constantly be sitting around in one spot, or those of us that are maybe not quite as active out in the business place. How are you combating that?
Well, you know, Ronnie is having some health challenges now, but again, keeping it simple, my dog is very happy because he gets more walks than he's ever gotten
That's awesome.
In his life. So doing that, we have a recumbent bike and that we can use. We'll just go out and sit on our driveway when, you know, the weather is nicer. We'll just sit out there, have a cup of coffee, and soak in some vitamin D. You know, just kind of doing simple things but being very intentional.
Mm. You know, when we think about the peace of God, Mark, do you have a favorite passage that comes to your mind when you think about that? As we look and as we do the things we know we need to be doing for 2021, is there a particular passage that you find is your favorite?
Well, 2 Chronicles, I think it's in 20, the Midianites or Moabites and others were getting ready to attack Judah, and Jehoshaphat was the king. He knew that they were overwhelmed and they were getting ready to be tromped. And there was nothing they can do about it. And the prophet stood up and said, God is going to take care of this. For the battle is not yours, it's God's. And so what they did is God told them to sing. So Jehoshaphat said, let's sing. So as they were going over the hill singing, the armies, their enemies, were routed. God took care of it. The battle is not ours. It's God's.
Oh.
Let go and let God. And Psalms 46? Be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, coming back to what you were saying, have peace. Have strength in peace and assurance, knowing the battle is not ours. It's God's. And he'll never leave us or forsake us, period.
What a wonderful hope. What a wonderful peace. One of my favorite verses is from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock that is higher than I, and he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to my God. And that's what you're talking about. When God gives us a song in our heart, that's something that you can carry into battle, and that's something that will help you in the battle.
Yeah.
Mark Gold,
and I think that section of scripture ends with having trust. Blessed are they that have trust in the Lord, or something like that.
Yes, yes. Mark Goldstein, it is always a joy to have you on my program, my friend. I wish you and Ronnie the very best, and praying that this second surgery for her will be as successful as the first, and that you guys will continue to see yourselves prosper, even as your soul is indeed prospering, my friend.
And Mike, my heart's desire is to see more and more people tuning in to The Shepherd, listening to your program, to the other godly men and women that have programs on, because that is another way of putting on that whole, that full armor of God, is filling up with the good stuff coming in, good stuff goes out.
It's wonderful. Thank you for that encouragement. We'll catch you next time right here on Afternoons with Mike.